This is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be talking about our 2026 reading goals.
Yeah.
But first, what are we going to be reading next, Emma?
Okay, well, we record two episodes in one day for our listeners, so because we're super busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our last episode, we talked about what we're currently reading. So I'm currently reading Direbound right now. But what I plan to read next, it's a toss-up. I'm either going to read Alchemized.
Wow.
Or The Hesaad Air.
Okay.
I don't know. They're both fantasy. And I don't really have a lot of stuff. Ooh, I could read Taming Seven. I don't know. I'm torn. It's going to be one of those three.
Are you really feeling Taming Seven?
It's short.
Oh, okay.
And it's a switch up from fantasy, so.
That's true. That is a lot of fantasy you're talking about.
I know, and Alchemist is so long, but I really want to read it. It's so beautiful up there on my shelf. I'm looking at it.
Wow. I want to read Manacled, but I don't think you can get your hands on it anymore.
You can't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Like, I tried looking for it everywhere, and it's, like, people that want to sell it for a bajillion dollars.
Oh, my gosh, no.
And, like, I think if you were to print it now that she's done Alchemize, it's probably, like, illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to get my hands on it. I don't know how.
Or should I reconform?
Maybe wait, because, well, unless we record our book club episode soon.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're really feeling it, read it, and I'll read it next.
Yeah, or I can read Eclipse. I can read so much right now.
You have a lot of options.
I do have a lot of options, yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, technically, I'll never run out of options. I've got, like, 77 books to knock out.
I know.
But I want to read all my holiday romances, so Good Spirits, Christmas Tree Farm.
I have Good Spirits, too.
You have it?
I hear it's, like, not that
I know.
Good.
I know.
So I don't really want to read it.
But you know what? I've actually heard mixed. Like, this was so good. And also Brady Lockerbie DNFing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've heard a spectrum of reviews.
It scares me.
And, like, but I haven't read any, like, Ghost of Christmas Past or anything.
Neither have I.
So maybe this will be good. A little switch up. A little different.
Hopefully.
You're scared?
I am.
Okay. But yeah, I have Good Spirits, Christmas Tree Farm, Gingerbread Bakery, Beartown, The Housemaid, and I really want to read The Nightingale, like, ASAP. I think I mentioned in our last episode that the weather's been changing, but, like, it's getting to, like, the 30-degree weather, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I wish I was reading The Nightingale right now. Like, it was prime time to be reading a historical fiction.
Yeah.
And you know what? I started 2025 off with Chris and Hannah, and then I could end it with Chris and Hannah.
That would be cool.
Full circle.
That would be cool.
And, like, her best books, right? And I keep hearing so much love for The Great Alone.
Oh, yeah.
I hear, like, big, like, 5-star ratings. Like, it's getting big right now. People are talking about it a lot.
So maybe I need to read it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you own it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's my next reads. And then apparently conforms on our list because that's our book club book for January.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Did you want to get into our goals?
Okay. Yeah, actually, you start us off.
Okay. So, my book count for 2026 is going to be 75 books because, and hopefully I exceed that, but I know that I'm going to be in more Bible studies than I was in last year, or like 2025. And so, like, I'll be having winter Bible study and then spring Bible study, summer Bible study, which is a couple weeks, and then fall, and then we take a Christmas break. So that's like 2-3 more Bible studies than I was in last year. And that was all because of like when I moved churches and stuff, I wasn't able to register and all that. So yeah, I'm going to be way more busy than I was this year. And this year so far, I think we have like 2 more weeks left in December. I've read 110 books and currently I'm not in my audiobook game. I don't know. I've like sworn off audiobooks for some reason. Yeah. I think I'll be reading less next year.
Yeah.
And then if I overshoot, that'll be great. That'll feel good.
Yeah. Well, going off that, like, my goal is 80 for next year.
Okay.
So far this year, I've read 91.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. And I set a lower goal this year just because I felt a little stressed and felt like I had to maybe read when I didn't really want to try to keep up the pace for my reading goal. And I just don't want to put a lot of pressure on myself going into next year with reading. I think 80 books is definitely doable, considering some months I read like 10 books this past year, like in 2025. So I think 80 is a good number. But yeah, I just don't want to add too much stress.
Yeah, because it's your hobby. It's like what
It
you
is my
do for
hobby.
fun.
Yes. And I didn't like hate reading at any point this year, but I don't want to get there. So yeah, just I lowered it a little bit because I'm not going to meet it this year. I set it for 100. I was close.
You're so
I
close.
am so
And
close.
you have like 2 weeks.
I'm not going to be able to read 8 books.
But you could get like to 94.
Yeah, I plan on reading at least like 2 more this month for sure.
Yeah. You can do
I'm in the
it.
process of 92, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so like yeah, you get like 94.
Yeah, I think so. If I don't read Alchemist.
What if you like blow yourself away and like one day you just read a whole book?
That'd be really cool.
Have you seen, do you know the Instagram couple Maya and Hunter? She reads, she speed reads. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I think she reads like 100 or more pages an hour. It's insane. So she reads a
Huh?
whole book in like 3.5 hours.
Wait, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, she speed reads and like she like proves that she's comprehending it too. Like people are like, no way you actually understand what that book is about. And she's like, here's what it was about, this and that. And I'm like, that is insane.
Yeah, that's great. I read like a minute per page.
Me
Like, that's
too.
me.
That's the same way. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe like on a good book, like a page and a half in 1
Yeah.
minute. Like,
Yeah.
no way. Ugh. But wouldn't that be so nice if we could read that fast? And so
I
what she's
know.
doing right now is like an advent calendar. So she opens a book every day and she reads it in 1 day. Like, so
Wow.
usually she gets off work at like 4 o'clock, and then by like 8:30, she's eaten dinner and had a drink and finished a whole book. Yeah.
What?
Isn't that
Good
insane?
for her.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
cool.
It's crazy.
I wish.
I want to be her.
I know, same.
Okay, so my next goal is to clear my physical TBR.
Yes, you needed that goal.
I know.
I'm just messing with you.
I know, it's okay. It's okay. I talk about this often. Maybe like 77 books on my physical TBR. And I'm feeling very hopeful. Like, I think it'll get done soon. Like, it is big on my like list of things to do is to clear my TBR. So, yeah, I need to knock out Throne of Glass, Fourth Wing, Caraval. I have romance books, but those will probably be for like February and the summer. So like I have a plan, and I think the plan is working. And I'm really sticking to my winter TBR. So yeah, we're looking good. It's looking up.
Nice.
And it saves me money if I just stick to my TBR.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm gonna get books for Christmas, and like I know I'm probably gonna buy new releases, but I have a plan, and I feel like really sticking to it right now.
Okay, good. Good for
I know, I'm
you.
so excited.
Wow. Love. Okay, well, going off that a little bit, I have a goal for myself. It's my goal is to never have more than 10 unread books on my shelf.
Wow.
I think right now I have like 12 or 13. So
Okay.
I'm gonna try to keep all my unread books to 10. So I'm not going crazy buying. I went to the bookstore this past weekend and bought like 4 books and spent so much money.
That's so funny.
I spent a lot of money for 4 books. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, I got a special edition, so it's okay. So yeah, to keep no more than 10 unread books on my shelf.
That's gonna require so much self-control.
I know.
Like when you go to the bookstore and you're going for one book, you have to leave with one book.
I know.
Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna be able to do
Unless
that?
I get down to like 7 on my shelf and I can go by 3.
Yeah, you'll have to like read so much so that you can go buy.
I know.
Oh, that's gonna be so
But I'm
hard.
trying to like, I want to read the books I buy in like a timely manner.
Yeah, like an intentional purchase.
Yes. Yes. So like, I'm not buying any more books until I've read. I have like 6 books on my shelf that I want to read. So I want to read those first before I go and buy books.
Cool. So then you'll be down to 6 and you can buy 4.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So we'll see.
Good deal.
But yeah, that's one of my goals.
That'll be me in 2027.
There you go.
Because I think my book count for the year is going to be my whole physical TBR.
Yeah.
But I think I counted like 26 new releases or something that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So that's like 100 books. Those alone plus my TBR. So it's not looking good in that aspect, but it's okay. We're going to truck through. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man, it's rough out here. My next goal is to read a classic. I want to kind of keep with this, like, I don't know, momentum. I read quite a few classics this year.
Mm-hmm.
Were they world-changing? No. Am I glad I read them? Kind of. But I think I've heard, like, The Count of Monte Carlo or something. I hear that one's really good. So I'm going to read that. And then, like, maybe, like, Fahrenheit 451. I think that's, like, a modern classic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know we, like
we had to read that in school.
Yeah, I don't think I actually was in a class that had to read it, but I knew people who were in class that needed to read it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wanna stay in the, I don't know.
Have your toe in the water for classics at all times.
Yeah, like just at least once a year, you know? Because like that's the foundation of all the books we have today, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good goal. Homage to my ancestors, you know?
There you go. Okay. One of my goals is to read 10 new authors.
Wow.
Which I think I can do. Because there's some new releases coming out that I've never read.
Yeah.
From the author. So, yeah. I think that's a pretty attainable goal, I think.
For you, I think that's reasonable. Because you've been reading for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my author count was going to be like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Sarah Adams, Lynn Painter, I crossed her off this year.
Yeah.
With Fake Skating.
Jessa Hastings?
Yeah. I could get into her. Like, I don't know. There's, like,
you haven't read Sarah J. Oh, yeah, you have. Just kidding. You read ACOTAR.
Yeah. I've read 4 ACOTAR books.
Yeah, that's right.
I have one more. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many big books that are so good.
Yeah.
With authors I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
So, I feel like 15 is, a more attainable goal for me because mm-hmm. I have so much I need to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like your goal.
Thanks.
It's good.
Thanks.
I will, this is, like, something that we could do together.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of my goals is to go to, like, a book event or, like, a book launch or an author signing.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
That'd be cool. We should do that.
We could do a little girl day.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. And I don't know how to find these events. My friend and her sister, they go to all of them. And I'm like, how did you, and, like, they're local. So, I'm like, how did you find these people? How do you know this is going to happen? You know, so like,
did you ask her?
Kind of, but she's like, I'm not really close with her sister. So she was saying her sister finds them all. Well, so
tell her to tell you when the next one is.
I know. And I did say that. And she's like, I will. But we don't talk often.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're like best friends, but also we don't talk often. Like we catch up every like 5-6 months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, one of my closest friends. It's just we don't talk often.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'll hear back about how to get the author events or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something different. I haven't done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she went to see Taylor Jenkins Reid, and she got Atmosphere signed before we knew what Atmosphere was about. But she got one for me, and I was like, that is so cool.
Oh, that's nice.
And they were in Dallas. I think they went to that Half Price Books. That's, like, really big.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth so nice. But that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My next goal is to read 5 historical fictions.
Oh, that's a good goal.
Because I don't gravitate towards them often.
Yeah.
So I'm setting, like, a small goal to read more historical fictions next year.
Yeah.
I read 3 in 2025. So I want to read at least 5.
Yeah, that's a good goal. I don't gravitate towards them either, but I mm-hmm. love them every time I read them.
Same.
I probably read 3, 4, or 5 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good goal. I'm going to add that to my list.
There you go.
My next goal would be to read every book by one author. So, like, you know how you've read almost every Lynn Painter book?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. So, I'm probably, then my author for that would probably be Abby Jimenez.
Oh, that's a good goal. And that's a good author for you.
Yeah. Because I love everything she writes.
Yeah.
So, I think I can do it. And then, like, I'm probably closer to like Sarah J. Maas because Crescent City, The Last ACOTAR, and then Throne of Glass. I don't know. I don't know what other authors I read a bunch of their books, you know? Because is that everything by Sarah J. Maas? Yeah, so like, and like, I own most of those books. So,
yeah.
I'm closer to her or like Abby Jimenez.
I mean, you've already done Emily Henry.
That's true. Oh!
And Lauren Roberts.
Oh, shoot. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, goal crossed off. Just kidding.
a new author.
Yeah. Oh, you just made me feel so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that.
There you go, girl.
Oh, I'm so excited now. Okay, well, anyways, next year I'm going to do it again.
Do it again. Okay. My next goal is to start Crescent City.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like scared.
Yeah? Why?
Because it's so big. And I hear it's not
the
best.
You read Kingdom of Ash.
I know, but like all the Crescent City books are huge.
How many pages?
I don't know. At least 8.
No.
7 to 8. Way. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I want to read them because I hear it's like more technology.
It's like modern.
Yeah. That's going to be so cool.
I do. Yeah. I want to read it to say I read every Sarah J. Maas book. Yeah. But
are you kind of scared?
Yeah, I am.
I'd be scared too. My next goal is to finish a series I'm in the middle of, which I just talked about, ACOTAR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of Caraval. Yeah, I want to finish those. They're intimidating to me. At least Caraval is. Like, I don't really want to get back into it. I have no inkling to. But maybe if I set this goal to finish it, then I'll just get it done.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll like it more than I think I will.
The second book's a lot better.
Maybe because I'm so disappointed, the next ones will be better.
You have low expectations.
Yeah. Is Spectacular winter themed?
Yeah, it's like Christmas themed.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I missed my chance. Next year.
I mean, I read it in like
July.
Yeah. Whenever it came out.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. My last goal that I have so far, if Nerissa says any other good ones, I'll write them down, but is to reread Fourth Wing. This will be my third or second reread, so my third time reading it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I was trying to make that make sense in my
second reread.
Yes.
Because you can have a first reread.
And that would be the second time you read it. And
yeah.
So then the next reread is your third time reading it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We're on the same page. Wow. When are you doing that?
Because then
we can read it together.
Just whenever. No, you don't wait on me. Don't wait on me. Because I'm probably not going to read it until like the fall.
Okay.
But I do want to reread it before the fourth book comes out.
Why? Don't you remember like every single moment?
I do, but they're so good. Like Fourth Wing is so good. It's my favorite book in the whole series.
That's crazy.
But I just love them so much. I'll reread it. I don't care.
Wow. I don't know if there's a book I love that much.
Well, you haven't read Fourth Wing or Throne of Glass. I want to do a Throne of Glass reread, but I think I'm going to wait another year or two.
I'm getting really excited for Throne of Glass because of the tandem read.
Oh.
Are you going to tandem
read it?
I am. You think that's okay for my first read?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to mark the pages and like get the bookmark where it's like, okay, read chapters 1 through 5 of Empire of Storms and then read chapter 1 of Tower of Dawn.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get that bookmark. I was going to put it on my Christmas list. It's like $3. Maybe I'll just like print it out myself. It's cheap and easy. But yeah, I'm excited. That's like one of the, like, I'm really motivated by goals and like, because I'm competitive.
Yeah.
So if I have that, like, okay, you have to get through first 5 chapters of Empire of Storms, I'm going to, like, knock it out like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then getting on to the next book and go back and forth. Like, I feel like that's going to be so fun that it's going to motivate me to continue reading.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for Throne of Glass this year.
I'm excited for you.
So I think that's, like, all of my personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
I did write down some goals that I would be interested in doing, maybe in, like, 2027. But I wanted to mention them in case people need more fun things to do. So one of those ideas is to read a book from each state. So 50 books, 50 states. So like where
the author is from or like where the
book takes place probably.
Okay.
I mean, you could do either. I thought about both, but I think where the book takes place because like where the crawdads sing was like North Carolina, South Carolina, one of those, you know, and then like, I don't know, I can't think of another, but just like picking a book that happens in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
There's a Instagrammer, his name is Stephen J. Reese, and he's currently doing that, and then he like, so what he has, he's buried them. And his wife has picked the books, and she's buried them in the ground, and then she marks them with the state flag, and then he has this box of ping pong balls with, like, the state's abbreviation, like TX for Texas. Mm-hmm. What is that called? Is it abbreviation?
Yeah.
Sure. Something like that. I think there's another name for it.
Probably.
Anyways. So, if he pulls Texas, then he reads the Texas book, you know? Mm. And then he ranks it on this big board of what his favorite book is from, like, 1 to 50. I'm like, that is such a cool idea. Like, that would kind of switch up your reading.
Yeah.
But I personally would feel, like, too restricted by that.
Yeah, same.
But he doesn't have, like, a I'm going to finish this in 1 year kind of goal. He's just like, I think whenever he wants a new state book, he goes and does it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of what his content's been right now.
I can't believe they're buried in the ground.
I know. It's kind of funny.
Crazy.
Yeah. She wrapped them in like a plastic bag and they're like, yep, they're safe. Like it's been raining a lot and they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting warped or anything. He's also the guy who created the Read Your Color Test.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a good reader. And something else he's also done is picking a book from each decade. So, like, 1900s, 1910, 1920, 1930. And I was like, that'd be a cool way to, like, keep up with the classics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm in my, I don't know. I like classics. The idea of classics.
Yeah.
They haven't been hidden. But
yeah.
I like the idea of them. I thought that'd be cool. Yeah. Like a goal, I don't know. That's 10 books, 11 books that you can just knock off, you know?
Yeah.
A fun way to mix it up. So, going with these ideas, I had another idea to do one book from each continent. So, like, someone from Asia, someone from Europe, like, the author, I don't know, okay. Like, a European book, or at least the author being European and the book being translated to English, you know? I don't know. I thought that'd be cool.
That was, yeah.
And, like, it's 7 books because there's 7 continents.
Yeah.
Easy.
What about Antarctica?
Yeah, exactly.
But would you... I guess I don't think anyone's from Antarctica, so you might have to read a book about Antarctica.
Yeah, maybe. Or a book that takes place in Antarctica.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
Yeah. And then that would be so fun.
That would be cool.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm like, now I have to do it.
Do it.
That's too many goals for me, though. That feels overwhelming. That's why I'm talking about them, not doing them. Mm-hmm. I thought about reading a new book. I thought about reading a book from a new genre. If, like, people don't read a lot of different genres. Because, you know, there's thriller people there. There's romance people. So, like, switch it up. Get into different genres. Or read a book from each genre. I'm that kind of person where I read multiple genres.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up different book genres to see, like, if there was something I was missing. I think the only thing was, like, poetry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I don't want that. I feel like I'm good. So, but if you're a person that sticks to one genre, that could be a fun way to switch it up.
Yeah.
And then my last one was reading books that have won, like, literary prizes, like Nobel Peace Prize, the Pulitzer, and then there's other book stuff. But examples of those would be, like, James. That was the book I was talking about last time.
Oh, yeah.
He's the character in Huckleberry Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I think he kind of switches up his story. I don't know. Rewrites it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's won the Pulitzer Prize. And it was, like, the number one book for Barnes & Noble and all these different things. So I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And then when I was doing this research, I also found All the Light We Cannot See. I've talked about that often. It's a historical fiction. And they just turned it into a Netflix show. And that won the Pulitzer Prize. And that was just so crazy because I read as a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, like, getting all these prizes.
Yeah.
And, like, shows and stuff. So yeah, and like those books are good. So like it's not gonna be like you're reading a boring book.
Yeah. Or they won awards.
Yeah. Or if you don't like classics, it's not like you're reading a classic book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that'd be cool. And then you can like you don't even have to read number one. You can go look
at
which ones were in the running or whatever.
I like that. That's cool.
I know. I was like, I'll have to do that in 2027.
Yeah.
Like
these are your future goals.
Yeah, these are too much for me.
Or if you hit all your other goals, you can go to those.
Yeah, these will be my next ones.
Your backups.
They'll motivate me to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is fun. Yeah. I'm so excited for 2026.
We'll have to do like a mid-year checkup.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We should. Yeah. And like, I think this is cool because 2025, I didn't plan on becoming a reader. Like, a few days into January, I was like, wow, Emma reads a lot. I want to be like Emma. And then, like, we started a book club. And then I was reading 12 books in January or something like that. And, yeah, now we're here. That's why I'm so excited.
I have so many books.
And all the new releases are, like, they sound so good.
I know.
And a lot of them I haven't read the first book of. So, like, the new releases are going to be sequels. So I have to read the first book first. So, like I said, I'm motivated by, like, goals. And so the first goal is to knock out the first book so I can read the new one. You know? I'm so excited.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
2026 is our year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Overdue Conversations is going on the map.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys have any goals for yourself.
Yes. And a happy 2026 to you and your family. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.